Good morning. It's a delight to be with you and worship in your presence this morning.
早上好，非常高兴今天能够来到当中，我们一起来敬拜。
We are here through the connection of a mutual sister in Christ, Edith Olson.
我们今天能够认识，是因为我们有一位共同的姐妹，就是 Ethan Olson 姐妹。
You already met my wife, I believe, Dr. Hilde Dyer. We are from Denville. Some of you have been asking where we're from.
你们当中一些人可能也知道，这位 L 弟兄是从 Denville 过来。
I am vice president at Pillar College.
我是在 Pillar 大学院里面的一个担任副校长。
New Jersey's only fully accredited.
是新泽西唯一的 fully accredited.
Accredited.
What does that mean?
Oh, go on.
Okay.
State certified.
是州里面所认可的唯一所学校。
Yes. Okay. We are located in Newark and Patterson.
我们在 Newark 和 Patterson 有两个校区。
Plainfield and Somerset.
在 Plainfield 和 Somerset 还有两个校区。
In Jersey City.
在 Jersey City 还有一个校区。
We are a Christ honoring college.
我们是一位以基督为尊崇耶稣基督的学校。
We have five graduate degrees.
我们有五个本科。
And three graduate degrees.
有三门研究生课程。学位。
21 years ago today.
21年前的今天。
Bright and beautiful day.
一个非常晴朗的天。
I had taken a path from Harrison to the World Trade Center.
我从 Harrison 乘 pass 到世贸中心。
Exited the World Trade Center. I walked to my office in Battery Park.
我离开了 pass 之后，向我在 Battery Park 的办公室走去。
Just two blocks away.
是两个街道之远之外。
I was appointed as vice president of the private industry council of New York City at the time.
当时我是在纽约市私营工业理事会担任副总裁。
I sat at my desk overlooking the Statue of Liberty.
当我坐在我的办公桌眺望远方的自由女神像的时候，
I was preparing for a board meeting.
我正在准备董事会。
The receptionist came in and told me that a plane had just hit the World Trade Center.
在前台的秘书告诉我说，刚刚有一架飞机撞到了世贸中心。
I did not get up thinking it was a small plane.
我也没有站起来，以为那不过是一架小飞机。
About 15 minutes later,
大概15分钟之后，
the windows in my office rattled.
我办公室的窗户受到震动。
And I saw the shadow of an airplane.
我看到一个机翼的影子。
Across my window.
从我窗前经过。
About a minute later,
大概一分钟之后，
I heard a loud explosion.
我听到巨大的爆炸声。
A second plane had hit the World Trade Center.
第二架飞机撞击了世贸中心。
Now I knew it was no accident.
这时候我知道这不是一个意外。
21 years ago,
21年之前，
I did not have a cell phone.
我没有手机。
My wife did not have a cell phone. My son did not have a cell phone.
我妻子、我儿子都没有手机。
So I thought I would email them.
所以我就想给他们发电子邮件。
I typed safe in the building.
我写到在楼里面安全的。
Then I knew I wasn't safe in the building.
然后我就知道在楼里面并不安全。
So I deleted that message.
我就删除了那几句话。
Sent a message.
送了另外一个邮件。
Safe in Jesus.
在耶稣里平安。
And then evacuated the entire floor.
然后整个一层楼都
went outside and we saw people jumping or falling from the building.
到了外面之后，看到有人从高楼上跳下来。
It's a sight I will never forget.
这是我永远不能忘记的景象。
We heard of rumors that other buildings were going to be attacked.
我们听到各样的传言，其他的建筑也会受到攻击。
That perhaps some kind of nerve gas was going to be released.
也可能会有毒气。
I had learned that all the bridges and tunnels were closed.
我也听到说所有的桥梁和隧道都关闭了。
And that the pass service had been suspended.
Pass 也关闭了。
I heard that the ferries were still running, as my brother here knows. I began to walk down toward the World Trade Center.
但是我听说呢，轮渡还开放，所以就像啊，刚才你跟我讲的一样，我就开始向世贸中心的方向走过去。
Assuming I can take a ferry to New Jersey.
啊，假的，我当时以为我可以乘船回到新泽西。
As I walked toward the World Trade Center.
当我从世贸中心经过的时候
I heard a loud rushing sound.
我听到一个巨大的轰鸣
Instantly I covered my mouth, my nose with my handkerchief.
我就用我的手绢马上把我的鼻子和嘴巴盖起来
I had no idea what was happening.
我不知道发生了什么
I was in complete darkness, I think about 10 minutes.
我陷入完全的黑暗中，大概有十分钟。
My mind turned back to some wonderful thoughts about my family and my life.
当时我的心里面想到的是我和我的家里面这一生美好的时光。
Just a few days before we had celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary.
就在那之前的几天，我们刚刚庆祝了二十五周年的结婚生日纪念。
We attended a Gaither concert and saw many wonderful Christian friends there that night.
我们参加了一个音乐会，在那里面遇到了许多亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
I thought back what a wonderful life God has given me.
我想到神所给我的美好的生活。
Decisions I had made in the past flashed through my mind in those 10 minutes.
在那十分当中，我一生做过的决定也在我心中闪过。
I was quite certain.
我非常确定。
In just a few minutes,
几分钟之内
，I would see the King.
我要见到耶稣基督，我的王。
The cloud of dust settled.
当尘埃降落的时候
，All I could see and smell.
我能够看到，能够闻到的
，devastation, jet fuel, and death.
是满目的苍夷，是到处是遍地的碎片。
There was no one to be seen.
没有一个人影。
No people.
没，看不到任何人。
Vehicle and a fire engine have been smashed.
街道上的车全部都砸碎了。到处都是厚厚的灰尘。
As I walked around, I could see nothing.
我走到的地方什么都看不见。
On the window of a building nearby was a bottle of water.
在附近的一个窗台上有一瓶水。
No dust on it.
上面没有。
Unopened.
也没有打开。
I believe the water put that right there just for me.
我相信是。
I took a sip and washed my eyes.
我相信是神为我放在那里的。我喝了一小口，而且把我用水洗了一下我眼睛。
Finally made my way back to Battery Park.
终于能够回到 Battery 公园。
Many disoriented and injured people.
到处都是没有方向或者受伤的人。
Ferries and other boats are coming up to the bulkhead.
有轮渡，有四家的船来到岸上。
I was able to help many people get back to New Jersey.
我在那里帮助很多人回到新泽西。
Then the call came that there was a last boat going to New Jersey.
这时候
waterways were closed.
这时候就有这时候就通告说这是最后一帆船了，这个水道马上也要关闭了。
I've not been in contact with my family all day.
一整天都没有和我的家人联系上。
The last message they had gotten from me was saving Jesus.
他们从我收到的最后的信息就是基督里有平安。
It was about 5 o'clock when I got home.
当我到家的时候已经下午五点。
Still covered in white dust, head to toe.
我从上到下都是被白色的灰尘所覆盖。
My shirt was 6 inches burnt.
我的衣服都是烧焦的味道。
My shoes had curled up from the heat.
我的鞋因着热度而弯曲。
My wife told me like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
但是我却像但以理的三个朋友，沙德拉、米沙和亚伯尼哥一样。
I had escaped the fire.
我从火中被拯救了。
Although I had the smell of smoke on my clothes, they did not.
虽然呢，我的衣服上有焦味，他们没有。
The world changed that day.
从那天开始，整个世界改变了。
And the world has been changing very rapidly ever since then.
从那之后，这个世界快速的改变。
In the past 20 years, we have seen a lot of societal changes.
过去二十年，我们看到社会的许多改变。
Swift move away.
许多被
Judeo-Christian beliefs.
这个世界从传统的基督教的信仰离开了。
So I will share with you this morning from Daniel chapter 6.
所以今天早上我和大家分享但以理书第六章。
How we can thrive in a spiritually hostile environment.
在敌视我们的属灵环境当中，我们如何能够得以兴盛？
Daniel 6 is a very well-known narrative. I don't want to call it a story because it's more than a story.
但以理书第六章是大家所熟知的所发生的事情。我不想说这是一个故事，因为这是真实的。
It is the truth of the word.
这是神真实的话。
What I say this morning is not important.
我今天早上讲的话并不重要。
What the translator says this morning is not important.
今天翻译的人所说的话也不重要。
What this word says is all important.
但是神的话是最重要的。
Jesus told us that heaven and earth will pass away.
耶稣说天地都要过去。
His word will never pass away.
但是他的话永远不会过去。
Amen.
大家有没有说 Amen?
Amen.In Daniel 6, we have a very well-known narrative. Chapter 6.
但以理书第六章是大家所熟知的事件。
Opens verse chapter 5, leaves off.
第六章是接续第五章。
The Babylonian Empire has been replaced.
巴比伦帝国已经被替代了。
By the Medes and Persians.
马代波斯帝替代了巴比伦。
Daniel is written about the 6th century B.C.
但以理书大约是公元前六世纪所写的。
Daniel is divided into two parts.
但以理书分成两部分。
Chapters 1 to 6.
一到六章。
Are historical.
是历史。
Chapters 7 to 12 are prophetic.
七到十二章是预言。
Daniel is going to bridge the gap.
但以理连接了两个朝代的空隙。
Between two empires.
两个朝代之间的空隙。
The Babylonians,
巴比伦
and the Medes and Persians.
和马代波斯。
Our text tells us not only how Daniel survived.
圣经告诉我们说，但以理是唯一一个存留下来的。
But actually thrived in a hostile environment.
他不但存留下来，而且在属灵的敌对环境当中，他亨通。
As Christians, we live in a world.
我们基督徒，我们生活的这个世界，在属灵上对我们越来越敌视。
The church is a divine settlement.
先举简单走，先简单走。
教会是神在这个社会上的神圣的设置。
In the midst of an enemy territory,
是在仇敌的领域里。
The book of Daniel tells us how to live in such a situation.
但以理书教导我们说，在这样的环境当中，我们当如何生活。
Daniel tells us it can be done.
但以理告诉我们说，我们可以做得到。
But not without a price.
但是必须要付出代价。
Daniel in the lion's den reminds us.
但以理在狮子坑就提醒我们。
That there is a spiritual battle.
有属灵的征战。
We just sang, stand up for Jesus. There's a battle going on.
我们刚才唱了，起来，起来，为耶稣，是因为有征战。
And the devil is like a roaring lion.
仇敌就像吼叫的狮子。
We who are followers of Jesus Christ.
我们是耶稣基督的门徒。
Find ourselves living in an increasingly pagan environment.
今天我们活在这个日益敌视我们的外邦的世界。
In our time, we have seen the boundaries moved.
今天我们看到边啊、这个界定一直的在移动。
What was once a vice is now a virtue.
过去被认为邪恶的，现在成为美德。
The world accepts for political correctness.
这个世界接受任何政治正确的东西。
Almost anything.
任何，几乎是任何东西。
Except biblical Christianity.
唯独拒绝圣经的教导。
In the book of Daniel,
在但以理书，
we have two significant phrases.
有两句非常重要的短语。
There's a God in heaven.
天上的神。
He rules in the kingdoms of men.
在人的国中掌权。
So as we think of 9/11,
当我们想到911的时候，
as we think of our world today.
想象我们今天这世界的时候，
Let us remember there is a God in heaven.
让我们记得在天上有一位神，
and he rules in the kingdoms of men.
他在人的国中掌权。
Another key word that we have here in the book of Daniel.
但以理书另外一个关键字，
and it's repeated 13 times.
出现了13次。
Is the most high.
至高的那一位。
That's a word that first appears in Abraham's life.
这是在第一次出现，是在亚伯拉罕的生活之中。
When he's rescuing his neighbor, his nephew Lot.
当他把他的侄儿洛德救出来的时候。
That name is El Elyon.
他的名字是 El Elyon.
The God who possesses the heavens and the earth and everything.
就是拥有天地一切的神。
He is owner of all.
他是万有的所有者。
Let me make a few preliminary comments on Daniel as we begin.
在我们开始之前，我先提出几个让我们先看几个假设。
Nations are born and they die.
我们看一个国的诞生，一个国的消亡。
They come and they go.
他们来，他们去。
Nations rise and fall.
国升起，国将国衰落。
But the Bible tells us in Acts 17,
使徒行传第十七章告诉我们说，
The nations are bounded by the sovereignty, the plan of God.
各国各族都在神所设定的疆界之中。
The word of God tells us that things will get
神的话告诉我们说，
worse and evil will prevail in the end days.
邪恶的势力将要受到审判。
At the time of the writing of Daniel,
在但以理的时代，
there couldn't have been a more cataclysmic event.
没有比那个时候更悲惨的事件。
Babylon has fallen.
巴比伦倾倒了。
And the Medes and the Persians have taken over.
马代波斯取而代之。
Daniel moves through the ebb and flow.
但以理就在这其中。
And we find that God rules in history.
我们发现神在历史中掌权。
Nations come and go.
一个国出现，一个国消亡。
God's plan goes on.
神的计划继续进行。
Daniel transcended.
但以理被高升。
Babylon has fallen.
巴比伦 消亡。
Daniel transcends.
但是但以理保存下来，存留下来。
Daniel is right where God wants him.
但以理就在神要他所在的地方。
And so we see that Daniel.
所以我们看到但以理。
Thriving in the midst of the Medo-Persian Empire.
他也在马代波斯的国中大享亨通。
I'm going to take you through the text with some key words this morning.
我们来看经文，这里面有几句关键的词。
Daniel 6:1-3.
但以理书第六章一到三节。
And the first word we have there in Daniel 6:1-3 is the word promotion.
我们在但以理书一到三节看到第一个词就是被升高。
It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom.
大流士随心所愿。
120 princes who should be over the whole kingdom.
立120个总督治理通国。
And over these.
又在他们之上以上。
Three presidents.
立总长三人。
And by the way, that's the only time we have the word president in the Word of God.
在圣经当中，这是。只有在这里面出现总长。
That word means the chief, the head.
总督就是总督的意思呢，就是在这些总长之上。
God had Daniel right where he wanted him.
神让但以理神把但以理接升到神让他所在的位置。
Darius set over these.
大流士掌管这些人。
Territorial leaders.
这些设立他们管理各个区域。
Three chiefs,
有三个总长。
Of whom Daniel was the first.
而但以理为其中之首。
In order that the princes might give account unto them.
使这些总督要向他们汇报。
And the king should have no loss, damage.
使王不会受任何的亏损。
Daniel was preferred among the presidents and princes.
在这些总督和总长之中，但以理特别受到钦佩。
Because he had an excellent spirit.
因为他有美好的灵性。
And the king thought to set him over the whole kingdom.
神让他在整个的国王王国之上。
Daniel was distinguished.
但以理出类拔萃。
And you notice here, Daniel had a good attitude.
大家注意到，但以理在这里面他有正确的心态。
How important attitude is in our service for the Lord.
当我们服侍主的时候，我们的心态是何等的重要。
We meet two men in these first three verses.
在这两节经文当中，我们看到有两个人。
Darius, he is a capable man.
大流士他是一个大有能力的人。
He is an intelligent man.
他是有智慧的人。
He is effective in terms of organization and structure.
在组织管理上，他是非常有效的。
Darius is a powerful man.
大流士是一个有权柄的人。
But a man without a commitment to God.
但是却没有向神委身。
Again, we meet Daniel here.
我们在这里也看到了但以理。
But rather than seeing him as a young man,
我们看到的不是一个年轻人。
Daniel is now a very old man.
但以理是一个非常年长的人。
Possibly 80 to 90 years old.
差不多80到90岁。
But God put him right where he wanted him.
但是神把他放在神所要的位置上。
The first word we saw was promotion. The second word we're going to find in verses 4-9 is plot.
我们在一到三节看到的第一个词是提升，在第四节我们看到的是阴谋。
Whenever a man is lifted up by God,
每当一个人被神提升的时候
，to a place of prominence,
一到显著的地位的时候
，he falls into certain difficulties.
他就会落到一些困难之中。
There is always a price to pay.
一定要付代价。
A price to pay for being in the position of blessing.
因着一个祝福的地位而有反对他的阴谋。
Whenever you get in a position like that,
当你在这样位置的时候
you will find yourselves dogged and hounded.
你就会发现有人要找你的麻烦。
By envy.
仇敌。
It's amazing how when God lifts one up,
当我们看到神提升一个人的时候
hearts burned with rage, jealousy, and bitterness.
人的心就被愤怒、嫉妒和仇恨所充满。
How could anyone hate Daniel?
但怎么会有人仇恨但以理呢？
Verse 4, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel.
第四节，那是总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄。
Concerning the kingdom,
要寻找他误国的把柄，要参他。
But they could find no occasion nor fault.
只是找不到他的错误和过失。
For as much as Daniel was faithful,
因他忠心办事。
Neither was there any error or fault found in him.
毫无错误和过失。
We would say Daniel.
我们知道但以理。
Had no skeletons in his closet.
他没有任何见不得人的东西。
There was no way to indict this man.
他们没有办法来参他。
When a man is pushing 90 years of age.
当一个人已经到了90岁的时候。
And everybody's out looking to find trouble with him, and they can't find any.
很多人要找他的过失把柄，但是却找不到。
That's an honorable man.
这是非常值得尊敬的事。
Great integrity, great purity.
他有极高的品格和人格。
They could find nothing in Daniel's life.
在但以理的生命之中，他们找不到任何的过失。
In verse 5, then these men,
第五节说这些人,
we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel,
他们找不到但以理的任何过失,
unless we find it against him,
他说除非,
concerning the law of God,
在他神的律法中能够找到。
The only thing we'll ever get against this man,
他们能够找到但以理的把柄。
Is that he is religious, spiritual.
就是他信仰神，他是属灵，他在灵里面信仰神。
Verse 6, these presidents and princes assembled together to the king.
第六节讲到说，这些总长和总督他们聚集来见王。
And said unto him, King Darius.
然后对他说，大流士王。
Live forever.
愿你万岁。
If you're ever in the presence of a king.
当你能够见王的时候，
These are the words you should say, King live forever.
你就应该说这样的话，愿王万岁。
We find Daniel saying these very words at the end of the chapter.
在这章结尾的时候，我们发现但以理也是这样说话。
So all the presidents and kings, verse 7.
第七节里面说，所有的总长和总督。
The governors, the princes, the counselors.
钦差、谋士和巡抚。
And captains have consulted together,
他们一起商议,
to establish a royal statute,
他们要建立一条禁令,
and make a firm decree,
严严的禁令,
that whosoever shall ask a petition,
不管人向什么人祈求,
of any god or any man for 30 days,
三十天内向什么人或者向什么王祈求，
except for you, king,
除了向你大流士王，
shall be cast into the den of lions,
应该被扔到狮子坑里。
These men all come in before the king,
这些人来到王的面前，
and say, O king,
他们对你说王啊，
you are worthy,
你配这样的只有你配。
Of 30 days being God.
三十天的神。
And we're going to give you that privilege.
我们让你有这样的特权。
We just want to make it a law.
我们立一条法律。
That whoever asks any petition of any god or any man,
如果有人向王以外向人或向人
for 30 days,
这三十天内
shall be cast into the pit of lions,
就必须被扔到狮子坑里。
They all come in,
他们都来到王的面前。
They pull off their plot,
他们施展阴谋。
We want to make a law and a decree.
让我们立一条律法和王谕。
And here is a double use, law and firm decree.
这边讲到了两点，一个是王命，一个是王命，一个是不可更改的。
They want to make sure it sticks.
他们想要把这件事确定下来。
In those days, the religion had established deities.
在那个时候，这样的王命是带着甚至带着神的权柄。
These deities were like men.
这些神旨像人，人的命令像神旨一样。
So to say that a man could be a god was.
所以把人可以当成神。
A possibility for them.
让他们有这样的可能。
But ridiculous for us.
但是对我们来讲非常的荒谬。
You think back in history to the Egyptians.
当我们想到埃及的历史的时候。
The pharaohs were gods.
法老被当成神。
The Romans believed the Caesars were gods.
对罗马人来讲，凯撒是神。
The early Christians called Christ.
早期的基督徒他们称耶稣是主。
Kyrios.
耶稣是主。
Kyrios. That was a title of the Caesars.
但是凯撒他想要这样来称呼他。
Well, Darius was a possibility.
大流士非常喜悦这样做。
When you get all these people coming in,
当这些人来到他面前的时候
and wanting you to do something like that, it's hard to resist.
他们希望你这样做的时候，你是很难拒绝的。
And so he wasn't thinking.
所以他这样想。
And he made the law.
所以他立下了律法，立下这样的法定。
What we know of the law of
我们知道这样的法律。
Of the Medes and the Persians.
我们知道波斯和马代和波斯的律法。
Is that it cannot be changed.
是不能更改的。
This appealed to his ego, and he signed the law.
这样让大流士他自我非常得到满足，所以他就签了这样的命令。
We have seen promotion.
现在我们看到提升。
We've seen the plot.
我们看到阴谋。
And now we see the perseverance in verse 10.
然后在第十节，我们所看到的，所看到的乃是。
Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed,
当但以理看到了王所签的谕令的时候，
he went into his house,
他回到自己的家里，
his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem,
他的窗户向耶路撒冷打开，
he kneeled on his knees,
他跪下来，
three times a day,
每天三次
and prayed,
祷告
and gave thanks,
向神感恩。
Verse 11,
第十一节
These men assembled and found Daniel praying.
这些人看到但以理祷告就纷纷聚集。
Here is perseverance.
这里面我们看到是控告。
Morning, noon, and night.
早晨、中午、晚上。
Daniel knelt in prayer and thanksgiving.
但以理跪在神的面前祷告感恩。
In biblical times,
在圣经的时代，
on the rooftops of many houses,
在很多房子的房顶，
there would be a little room,
会有一个小房间，
with lattices,
会有窗户。
Daniel went there to pray.
但以理到上面祷告。
perseverance.
持守。
You may be saying,
你或许会说
couldn't Daniel have been a little bit more discreet?
但以理是不是能够但以理一定要这样做吗
Couldn't he go somewhere else to pray?
他可不可以到别的地方去祷告
It's just 30 days.
只不过30天而已。
But Daniel would not compromise.
但是但以理他没有妥协。
That wasn't what Daniel was all about.
这就是但以理。
For Daniel, there was no way out.
对但以理他不会妥协。
And for Daniel, death was better than compromise.
对但以理来说，他宁肯死亡也不会妥协。
Better to perish in the lion's den.
他宁肯在狮子坑里面啊死亡。
We are not products of our circumstances.
我们在今天的环境当中。
We are products of our decisions.
我们所做的决定。
Peter said, "We must obey God rather than man."
彼得说，我们宁肯顺服神，也不顺服人。
Moving on from perseverance.
现在我们从讲到护庇。
The next key word is prosecution.
下一个关键词就是逼迫。
In verse 12,
第十二节
Then they came near and spoke before the king.
他们来到王的面前对王说
Concerning the king's decree.
讲到王的禁令说
You see, they had spied out Daniel. They knew what he was going to do.
他们知道但以理要所要做的，所以他们去偷视他。
They saw him praying.
他们看见但以理在祷告。
And they ran right back to the king.
然后他们跑回到王那里。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Hast thou not signed a decree?
他说，你所签的王命。
That every man shall ask a petition of God or man within 30 days.
三十天内。不拘何人若在王以外或向神或向人求什么
Except for thee, O king,
除了向王以外
they will be cast into the pit of lions.
必被扔在狮子坑中
And the king said, that's true.
王就回答说确实这样
Verse 13.
第十三节
Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel,
他们就对王说那个但以理
who is one of those children of captivity,
他是那被掳的人
that foreigner,
那个外邦人
not one of us,
他们不属于我们的人
he doesn't obey the law,
他不遵守你的禁令
Daniel was a faithful and loyal servant,
但以理是忠心的仆人
as long as it never violated his
只要不违背他的原则。
They confront the king.
他们到王面前。
He had started out as God for a day.
Sorry.
He had started out as God for a day, the king.
Okay, 这个王，他这一天开始的时候，他以为自己是神。
And wound up being a fool.
结果结局他发现他自己不过是一个傻瓜。
When the king realized what he had done,
当这个王意识到他所做的事的时候
who was he angry with?
他向谁发怒呢?
He was angry with himself. Verse 14.
第十四节让我们看到他是向自己发怒。
Then the king, when he heard these words,
王听见这样的话
was very much displeased with himself.
就真的对自己很生气。
At least he had the honesty to put the blame where it belonged.
在这一点上至少他是真实的，知道他应该责怪自己。
And so the king set his heart,
所以神在王心里面自己说
on how he might deliver Daniel.
他怎么样能够解救但以理。
Verse 14 tells us he set his heart to deliver him.
十四节告诉我们说他一心要救但以理。
Till the going down of the sun.
直到日落。
There was no way out.
但是他无计可施。
So we move from promotion to the plot to the prosecution, and the next key word is in verse 16, it's the penalty. Verse 15 and 16, then these men assembled unto the king,
我们看到从
被
高升阴谋到持守到、现在我们要看到的就是被惩罚15节16节。
Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is,
15节说，那些人来见王说，王啊，当知道马代人和波斯人有利。
That no decree or statute which the king established,
王所立的禁令和律例
may be changed,
都不可更改。
Then the king commanded,
王就下令
and they brought Daniel,
把但以理带来
and cast him into the pit,
扔到狮子坑里。
Now these lions were purposely starved,
这些狮子他们、特意让他们不给他们吃，让他们饥饿。
To be used as executioners,
让他们成为死刑的执行者。
I don't know how many lions there were.
我不知道那个坑里面有多少只狮子。
Sometimes we see illustrations.
有时候我们看到画。
With two or three lions.
两三只狮子。
But as you get to the end of our text in chapter 6,
但是当我们读到第六章结尾的时候，
a whole bunch of people are being thrown to the lions.
有许多许多的人被扔到坑里的时候，
and the lions eat them before they hit the ground.
他们还没到坑底的时候就被狮子吃掉了。
So I'm thinking there were more than two or three hungry lions in there.
我相信在坑里面不止两三只饥饿的狮子。
Verse 17, a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den.
第十七节说，有人搬石头放在坑口。
And the king speaks to Daniel.
王就对但以理说，
Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually.
但以理，你所一直侍奉的神，
He will deliver thee.
他必救你。
What a testimony.
什么样的见证？
Continually serving the Lord.
你所常侍奉的神。
Daniel was not saved from the lion's den.
但以理不是被救，没有被扔到狮子坑里。
He was saved in the lion's den.
他是在狮子坑里面蒙到拯救。
This leads us to another key word in verse 18.
这就带到我们十八章里面的另外一个关键词。
Preservation.
保守。
Then the king went to his palace.
王就回到自己的王宫。
The king passed the night fasting.
他一夜没有吃饭。
And neither were there instruments of music or diversions.
他也没有乐器，也没
sleep.
睡不着觉。
The king got up.
他早晨起来。
Went in haste.
急忙往狮子坑那里去。
When he came to the pit, he cried out.
他将近坑边的时候，他大声呼喊。
With a sorrowful, lamenting voice.
用哀声呼喊。
A voice of anguish, anxiety.
他忧愁绝望的呼喊。
He cried out unto Daniel.
他向但以理哀声呼喊说，
Daniel, O servant of the living God.
丹以理，永生神的仆人。
What a great title I have! We call the servant of a living God.
永生神的仆人。
Is your God, whom you serve continually? There's that word, continually.
你所常侍奉的神，常侍奉的神。
Able to deliver you from the lions.
他能救你脱离狮子吗？
And Daniel said those wonderful words.
但以理下来说，
O king, live forever.
愿王万岁。
I'm not sure those would have been the words I would have used.
我不确定我会这样说话。
Verse 22, my God has sent his angel.
二十二节，但以理说，我的神差遣使者。
And shut the lion's mouths.
封住狮子的口。
Lions with divine lockjaw.
神被封口，被神所封，狮子被神所封口。
God sent an angel.
神差派使者。
Angels are powerful.
天使是大有能力的。
My God sent his angel. He shut the lion's mouths.
我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口。
And they have not hurt me.
叫他们不能伤我。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
Then the king was exceedingly glad for him.
神就王就甚喜乐。
And they commanded they should take Daniel up out of the pit.
吩咐人将但以理从坑里祭上来。
Can you picture that?
你能够想象那幅图面吗？
A man nearly 90 years old being pulled out of the pit.
一个九十岁的人从坑里面被祭上来。
Daniel believed God and God honored his faith.
但以理相信神，神就因他的信而使他得到尊荣。
It doesn't always happen that way.
当然事情不是总是这样的。
Isaiah believed God.
以赛亚他信神。
And was sawn in half.
但是被锯成两半。
According to Jewish commentary,
按照犹太人的记载
，Paul in the New Testament,
新约里的保罗
，believed God,
他相信神
，and had his head chopped off,
他却被砍头。
Peter believed in God,
彼得相信神
，and by church history,
按照教会的历史
，we understand,
我们知道。
He was crucified upside down.
他被倒钉十字架。
Believing God doesn't mean
相信神不意味着
that you aren't going to get eaten by a lion.
你不会被神吃，不会被狮子吃掉。
There have been martyrs throughout the ages.
历史历代以来都有殉道的。
The issue is, do we accept God's will and plan?
关键是我们是否接受神的计划和旨意。
Whether to live or to die,
我们无论是生是死。
The believer is not defeated.
相信神的不会被击败。
In fact, if Daniel had been eaten by the lions,
那一天被sorry, that day.
Did you get that?
No.
If Daniel had been eaten by the lion,
如果那一天但以理被狮子吃掉的话
he would have been in the presence,
他将在与神同在
of the King of Kings,
他将与那位万王之王同在
and he wouldn't have to cry out,
他不需要呼喊说
O King, live forever,
他也不需要向王说愿王万岁
because he would have been with the King,
因为他将在王的面前
who lives forever.
将那位永在的王面前
You can't lose.
你赢定了
Moving on to the next key word in verse 24 is punishment. And the king commanded and they brought the men.
第二十四节我们看到的是惩罚王下令把那些人
that had accused Daniel.
那些控告但以理的人
And they cast them in the den of lions.
把他们扔在狮子坑里。
And their children and their wives.
他们的儿女，他们的妻子。
And the lions had mastery of them.
狮子抓住他们。
Before they hit the ground.
他们还没有落到坑底就咬碎他们。
That's a lot of hungry lions.
那里面有好多好多饥饿的狮子。
So we see promotion. We saw the plot.
我们看到提升，我们看到阴谋。
Perseverance and prosecution.
我们看到持守和逼迫。
Penalty and
惩罚
preservation.
惩罚
and punishment. We come to proclamation. Verse 25.
最后我们看到的是宣告。二十五节。
Then King Darius wrote unto all people.
那时大流士传旨小谕所有的人。
Nations and languages.
各国各族的人。
Peace be multiplied to you.
愿你们大享平安。
I make a decree.
我降旨
that in every dominion of my kingdom,
在我国内的所有的人
men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel,
都要在但以理的神面前战惊恐惧。
One man,
但以理一人
affected the whole known world,
使整个世界都受到影响。
It doesn't take a lot of people,
不需要许多人
just the right kind of people,
就一个对的人。
People who are committed to the Word of God,
一个向神的话语忠心的人
and the power of the Holy Spirit,
相信圣灵的大能的人。
Nations will come and go,
国会兴起，国会衰败。
God puts His people,
神将他的子民
where they need to be,
他们神将他的子民放在他们应当所在之地。
And I believe that God.
我相信神
has a plan for our lives,
在我们生命中有他的计划
that he has brought us into the kingdom,
我们被带进他的国度
for such an hour as this,
为着今天这个时刻
verse 27,
第二十六节
Darius writes,
大流士王
he delivereth and rescueth and works signs and wonders,
但以理那位在行神在行神迹奇事的面神的面前。
Let me ask you a simple question.
让我问大家一个简单的问题。
Who gets the glory in this chapter?
在这一章中谁得到了荣耀？
Daniel?
但以理得到荣耀？
No.
不是他。
Daniel was just there.
但以理不过是一个目击人。
God gets all the glory.
神得到一切的荣耀。
Verse 28, we have prosperity.
第二十八节，我们看到。
So this Daniel,
这但以理
prospered in the reign of Darius.
在大流士王的时候大享亨通。
What do we see in Daniel's life?
在但以理的生活生命之中，我们看到的是什么？
We see he sought.
我们看到他寻求
First, the kingdom of God.
他先求神的国
We see he lived a consistent life.
我们看到他的我们看到他的生命没有改变
He was not willing to compromise.
他不肯妥协
He was a virtuous man when he was young and virtuous when he was old.
无论他是年少的时候年长的时候他是有美德的人
He lived in the center of God's will.
他生活在神旨意的中心。
His only desire was to please God.
他唯一的愿望是讨神的喜悦。
We see that Daniel had the right attitude.
我们看到但以理有正确的心态。
We saw that he was envied by others and hated.
我们看到别人仇恨他，嫉妒他。
But never embittered.
但是他却没有苦读。
If he's condemned, he doesn't have to defend himself.
当他被控告的时候，他没有为自己辩护。
Even his enemies had to admit.
他的仇敌也不得不承认。
Daniel was a man.
但以理是这样一个人。
Virtue and integrity.
他是有美德有人格的。
He obeyed the human laws as far as he could.
他尽力遵守人的律法，人的法律。
But when they came in conflict,
但是当人的律法与神的话相冲突的时候，
he obeyed the word.
他顺服神的话。
He was willing to face the consequences. He knew what they were.
他愿意面对他行为所带来的。后果。
He serves faithfully,
他忠心的服侍。
No matter the cost,
无论要付什么样的代价。
He doesn't defend himself,
他不为自己辩护。
He leaves it to God,
他交给神，把这一切交给神。
He doesn't have to deal with his enemies,
他不需要对付他的仇敌。
God is going to do that.
神会对付他的仇敌。
And he is exalted by the king.
神高升他，那个 王高升他。
But above all, exalted by God.
但在一切之上是神使他高升。
In these difficult and challenging times in which we live,
在今天我们所面临的困难和充满挑战的时间，
we too can thrive.
我们也一样。
In a spiritually hostile environment.
在啊敌对我们的属灵的环境当中，我们同样也可以亨通。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Our God and Father, we come to you this afternoon.
神，我们的父，我们今天来到你面前。
Thankful for the Word of God.
谢谢你自己的话。
Thank you for the time that we could share together this day.
我们谢谢你，今天我们可以在一起分享你的话。
To hear the example of Daniel.
我们可以听到但以理的榜样。
And to know that he was faithful to you and to your word.
我们知道他向你和你的话忠心。
In this time to which you have called us to live.
在我们今天我们蒙召活在你面前的时间。
I pray that Daniel's example.
但以理的榜样。
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵的大能。
Would enable us to live.
能够让我们今天也活出来。
In an uncompromising fashion,
让我们不会妥协。
To bring praise and glory,
是赞美和荣耀。
To the King of Kings,
能够归给万王之王。
And Lord of Lords,
万主之主。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Wayne.